You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Families at Madison West High School say students with disabilities were unfairly cut from the swim team. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome. She's been on the swim team for 2 years as an exhibition swimmer. That means because of her disability, she's a member of the team just with some modifications. She has a reduced practice schedule and doesn't score points for the team when they compete. This year, the program has grown and multiple swimmers were cut from the team, including Asha. Her parents say school officials told them Asha would have to try out for a spot with no accommodations for her disability. Supporters flooded a school board meeting Monday night for a chance to talk directly to school board members. Here's part of what Asha herself had to say.
I am fast. I hold all city records and pool records across Madison. Being part of a team makes me feel like I am part of something bigger than me, a community.
The families say another student with disabilities was excluded too. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West this year. Her dad, Charlie Bergstrom.
There's a silent, nefarious message being sent to all kids that those with disabilities are less than, potentially reversing all the work that the district, the staff at West in particular, that Coach Elmaker has done to foster a culture that's actually in line with the stated goals of the district.
A spokesperson for the district released a statement to multiple outlets saying, quote, "The Madison Metropolitan School District is deeply committed to ensuring that all students have access to safe, inclusive, and welcoming opportunities in our schools. We understand the importance of athletics and co-curricular programs to the educational experience and encourage involvement to the greatest extent possible," end quote. The families are asking the district to reverse course and let the girls back on the team. Republican lawmakers are proposing a bill that would allow smoking in some Wisconsin bars. It would allow smoking inside of tobacco bars and allow the use of cigars, pipe tobacco, and brown cigarettes indoors. Under this plan, any current tavern could qualify as a tobacco bar as long as they buy a tobacco sales license. Healthcare advocacy groups, including UW Health, the American Cancer Society, and the American Heart Association, oppose this measure. They say it creates large loopholes to allow smoking in nearly any bar. The state assembly could take up the bill on the floor this week. The companion bill in the Senate has not made it to committee yet. If you're lucky enough to have season tickets to see the Packers or the Brewers, you'll want to check and make sure they haven't been stolen. Officials from the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection say sports fans across Wisconsin have had their season tickets transferred out of their accounts. Scammers are essentially stealing those tickets directly from the owners. They don't yet know how many fans now have missing tickets, but they don't think it's super common. To prevent this kind of thing from happening, experts say use unique, detailed passwords and don't use them for any of your other accounts, and set up two-factor authentication to add an extra layer of security. Meanwhile, one of the year's biggest blood drives is tomorrow. The Madison Fire Department is hosting the Never Forget Blood Drive for September 11th. It's at the Goodman Community Center. The American Red Cross of Wisconsin says they're responding to double the number of major disasters than they were just 10 years ago. They always need more blood to add to the nation's supply. This is the 14th year Madison firefighters have hosted the 9/11 Never Forget event. In honor of that, they're hoping for 140 donors tomorrow. There are still spots open. You can sign up at redcrossblood.org. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers wrap it up in Texas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game 3 of the Brewers-Rangers series today in Arlington. Milwaukee losing again last night, this time 5-4. The Rangers rookie Michael Helman, the star again, with a leaping catch over the outfield fence to deny Bryce Terang a home run. And then he went out and hit his own two-run homer in his next at-bat. The Brewers have reactivated Reese Hoskins after missing 57 games with an injured thumb. NFL, the Packers signing wide receiver Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth 30 $13 million. Watson suffering a torn ACL early January against the Bears, expected back later this season. The Packers play the Commanders tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Kickoff 7:15. Offensive tackle Zach Tom and guard Aaron Banks, both questionable for the game. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers played Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. It looks like Danny O'Neill will again start at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of The Office should probably know by now there is a spinoff of the show called The Paper. The show dropped last week and is shot in the same mockumentary style as The Office was. The pilot of the show lacked some of that natural quirkiness that The Office had. There were a few laughs, but I don't see the show going that far without a Steve Carell or Rainn Wilson. If you're interested to see for yourself, check out The Paper on Peacock. The highly awaited Task has dropped on HBO. Series creator and showrunner Brad Inglesby is also the creative force behind the critically acclaimed Mayor from Easttown. Heading up the cast is Mark Ruffalo, who is joined by Tom Pelfrey, Amelia Jones, and nightlight pal Jamie McShane. The show follows a task force led by Ruffalo that is trying to stop a series of home robberies. I watched the pilot, which aired last weekend, and really dug it. Unfortunately, we only get one episode a week from HBO. New episodes drop at 9 p.m. Sunday nights. Definitely worth a look, and if you haven't seen it yet, check out Mayor from Easttown with Kate Winslet. Neil Diamond fans might want to start making plans for the holidays. Song Sung Blue, named after the Neil Diamond hit, finally has a release date and will hit theaters nationwide on Christmas Day. The perfect day to give us a reprieve from Christmas tunes. The film is based on a true story of a Wisconsin-based couple who formed a Neil Diamond tribute band called Thunder and Lightning. Mike and Claire Sardina were down on their luck musicians living in Milwaukee. Once they started performing together and singing those feel-good Diamond tunes, they became a local phenomenon. The film is based on the 2008 documentary of the same name by Greg Coe. The film has serious star power. The cast is led by Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, with an ensemble that includes the Sopranos' Michael Imperioli, Ella Anderson, and Jim Belushi. Song Sung Blue is directed by Craig Brewer. Go to YouTube and check out the trailer, waiting with bated breath to find out if Sweet Caroline will be in the film. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Given the life Charlie Sheen has led, apparently it was impossible to fit all of his transgressions or adventures into his recent two-part documentary that just dropped. The Book of Sheen is available for readers September 9th. Just some juicy facts that Sheen shared ahead of the release are how he dealt with his HIV diagnosis in 2011 and an intervention that was disguised as his father Martin Sheen's 50th birthday party. Sheen was whisked away to a rehab facility, but he wasn't quite ready. He apparently needed one more night of partying, which included judging a bikini contest in Palm Springs. Sheen told the nurse at the rehab facility he would be back the next morning at 9 a.m. or he would give her $1 million. A man of his word, after doing cocaine all night and judging said bikini contest with Nicolas Cage, Sheen returned at 8:44 a.m. to commence rehab. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Maybe a few sprinkles in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny skies can be expected another nice September day with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows in the mid-50s. A bit summery on Thursday, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80 degrees. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.